Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Oh, what could have been for Coda Capper Kyle on Wednesday? Unfortunately, for the first time in several weeks, he has a losing appearance on the podcast. So let's recap the losing card for Wednesday. His day started strong and in dramatic fashion, I guess. He had Baltimore on the money line against Minnesota. 2-2 ball game at the bottom of the ninth. Boom, there it goes. Two-run walk-off homer. The O's win the game. They cover the run line. He had the money line, and he gets to cash the ticket. Oh, my Twins just cannot hit the baseball right now. So painful at the top of the order. I think they were combined, 0 for 11 again, maybe with, five strikeouts, something like that. Just put the ball in play. You can't make them pay unless you put the ball in play. I am sick and tired of all these strikeouts as a Twins fan. I had money on the Twins, actually. So, yes, I am a little bitter about that game. Coda Capper Kyle beats me head-to-head yet again. Then in the next wager, I am really angry about it. Coda Capper Kyle had the Angels and the Rays under the eight. The Rays rally in the bottom of the eighth to take the lead, but that bullpen has been dreadful this year. They give up a two spot on the top of the ninth. They lose yet again, and unfortunately, the under eight loses as well. Coda Capper Kyle had the Tigers on the run line against Texas. The Rangers rally to get the win. He loses that ticket. Then of the nightcap, he had Cleveland on the money line at Boston, and this time around, the Guardians couldn't get the six going, so he loses that ticket. So a 1-3 day for Coda Capper Kyle. He'll be back next week. Hopefully, I'll end the losing streak here tonight with a winning card. We'll get to that in just a moment. But fun fact here for you, the Oakland Athletics now have a better record than three teams that made the playoffs last year. And I didn't expect to be saying this 20 games into the season. The three teams that made the playoffs last year that have a worse record than the Oakland Athletics, well, the Miami Marlins, they have just 4 wins this season. How about the Houston Astros? I didn't see this coming. And then, of course, my Minnesota Twins only have 6 wins this year as well. So, tough start for some playoff teams from last year. Congrats to the A's, though. They've won more games in April than I thought they would probably in April and May combined. I know even the worst team in baseball can win 40% of the time, but I thought Oakland was maybe going to put that to the test this year. Instead, maybe it's going to be the Chicago White Sox, but we'll see. But now, let's get to my card for Thursday. I hope it's a bounce-back day for the podcast, for me personally, because I lost a lot of personal wagers and lost in the newsletter yesterday. So let's start with the first 5 run line. I looked at so many different ways to bet this game. I'm going to back the Tampa Bay Rays at home, minus the half a run, against the Los Angeles Angels at the minus 110. So Ryan Pepioy will take the hill for the Rays. I practiced his name about 10 times, listened to the broadcast of how they pronounced his name, and I still couldn't get it right there. So yes, he's going for the Rays today. 2 bad and 1 good start this season. Last out, he allowed 4 runs over 5 innings against the Giants. 95 career innings, a 3.22 ERA. He has high upside. Meanwhile, it's Griffin Canning getting the start for LA. 4 or more runs allowed in all 3 starts to open the season. He has a 9.88 ERA and a 1.83 whip. He has a career 4.78 ERA. So once again, I wanted to play the full game run line, but I just couldn't do it. given that 6.23 bullpen ERA for Tampa Bay this year. I looked at the money line, but that just wasn't attractive enough of a price. So in the end, yes, I'm going the first five run line here. Once again, with Tampa Bay minus the half a run over LA at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's a money line. It's the Texas Rangers minus the 102 at the Detroit Tigers. So it'll be Jack Leiter making his major league debut for the Rangers. Second overall pick in 2021. His father, Al, pitched 19 years in the big leagues. I remember collecting his Topps baseball cards back in the day. Uncle Mark was a major leaguer, and his cousin, Mark Jr., well, he's currently in the show as well. So good bloodlines, to say the least, in that family. Leiter has a 4.26 ERA in spring, then a 3.77 ERA in AAA this season. Meanwhile, for Detroit, it's Kenta Maeda going for the Tigers. He has a 6 ERA this year after facing three of the four lowest scoring teams in baseball. Yes, he didn't have to face tough competition and still has struggled. 2020 is the last year Maeda had a sub-4 ERA. The Rangers rank 8th in OPS against righties. The Tigers rank 26th. So I typically bet against rookie pitchers, but not today. Give me the Texas Rangers on the money line at the Detroit Tigers at the minus 102. Next up on the card, it's a money line. It's the Boston Red Sox at home against the Cleveland Guardians at a minus 126. So it is Carlos Carrasco getting the call for the Guardians, a 3.55 ERA in the season, and an ugly 1.66 whip. This guy is like a cat with nine lives. Last out, 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 walks, and yet he gave up only one run against the Yankees. Carrasco had a 6.80 ERA last season. This is a hitter-friendly park, so I would expect the Red Sox to make him pay for that 1.66 whip tonight. Conflicting reports on the Red Sox starter, still to be determined at this point. So no first five numbers have been posted yet. The over might be the play, but I'm just going to take Boston in the money line here. It's a fade of Carlos Carrasco. Give me the Red Sox on the money line, minus the 126 over Cleveland.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Next up on the card, it's a total for you. It's the Miami Marlins at the Chicago Cubs, over the 8 at a minus 104. So how will the winds be blowing at Wrigley? Well, you always need to check that, of course. But it's going to be A.J. Puck towing the rubber for the Marlins. He has an ugly 5.91 ERA and an even uglier 2.44 whip on the season. Last out, 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs allowed against the Yankees. He has a career 3.87 ERA, so he should be better than what we've seen so far this season. Meanwhile, it's Jameson Taillon making his season debut after a couple rehab starts with a 4.26 ERA for the Cubbies. Taillon had a 4.84 ERA last season. The Cubbies bats have the top OPS against lefties this season, and they have the top OPS at home. So let's go Marlins and Cubs to get me some runs. I'm going to go over the 8 at the minus 104. Next up on the card, it's a first 5 total. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the San Francisco Giants under the 4.5 runs at a minus 125. So Ryan Nelson makes his 4th start of the year for the D-backs. He gave up 5 against the Yankees to open the season, gave up 3 against the Braves, and last out, he went 6 strong, giving up just a run at the Cardinals. Logan Webb goes for the Giants, always tough at home, a 3.80 ERA on the season. 3 of his 4 starts have been good this year, including back-to-back 7-inning efforts against the Padres and the Rays. He has a career 3.42 ERA. So I like no runs in this game, at least in the first 5. Well, they're going to score a couple, but keep it under the 4.5 anyway. I'm on the Diamondbacks and the Giants under the 4.5 in the first 5 at the minus 125. Next up in the card, I got ahead of myself here a little bit. It's an Urfy. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the San Francisco Giants at a minus 115. So let's just double down on the handicap. D-backs, Giants, no runs in the first at the minus 115. So small slate of games in Major League Baseball on Thursday, but I managed to bet every single one of them. So we'll see how it goes. Let's recap my card for a Thursday. First 5 run line. Don't trust that Tampa Bay bullpen. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Rays in the first 5, minus the half a run against the Angels at the minus 110. Money line, full game here. I'm on the Texas Rangers at the Detroit Tigers. I'll take the Rangers at the minus 102. Another money line for the full game. I'm on the Boston Red Sox against the Cleveland Guardians at the minus 126. Yes, I don't even know the Red Sox starter, but that's how badly I want to fade Carlos Carrasco. If you can get a good first 5 over, I would probably do that as well. But for the game, I'm taking the Red Sox minus the 126. Next up on the card, it's the Miami Marlins at the Chicago Cubs. I'm on the over 8 at the minus 104. First 5 total, I'm on the Diamondbacks and the Giants under the 4.5 at a minus 125. Then one Nerfy on the card for you, D-backs and Giants. No runs in the first at the minus 115. So that's my card for a Thursday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy betting baseball. It is a whole lot of fun, whether it goes good or bad. Just to have the action on Major League Baseball, at least for me, is a whole lot of fun. As always, everyone, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.